Now, the word BA used was electric to describe the rookie return man TJ Logan in the Hall of Fame game. And just like a bolt of lightning, Kyle, all of a sudden he was there and he was gone.
Yeah, tough break for TJ, dislocated wrist late in the game, going to be out for 12 weeks. Tough blow for him. He was trying to make an impact early on, and it looked like he would, and then the injury bug hit him.
Yeah, a serious burst. I mean, he was fearless, right, in the returns we saw. So week 8, if we see him, we'll definitely look forward to that. Where does that leave us in the return man race right now?
Yeah, and BA said if TJ was here, he would have been the punt and the kick returner.
Right.
And now it looks like Kerwin Williams is going to get the first shot at both. He's done kick returns. He said he did punt returns in college, so he feels comfortable doing both. If not him, Chad Williams, Rudy Ford could be in the mix, and then John Brown on punt returns as well.
If you're looking for a ticket to make this team, and we know Kerwin Williams has always been on the bubble, even though it's his fifth year, I mean, this is the way.
Yeah, and he said, I want to prove myself on special teams. We've seen him run the ball. He's great at it, but he needs to be more versatile to really cement his spot, and doing that on special teams does it for him.
All right, how does this trickle down in the running back room now?
Yeah, obviously, David's your starter, but if you're going to keep four, Chris Johnson, Kerwin Williams, and now Andre Ellington, who might have been on the bubble, it probably increases his chances to make the team. Unless Elijah Penny can come along and try to get past one of those veterans.
All right, we'll probably see all those guys against the Raiders.